Common genres. Genre means type or kind of. Genres of literature, then, are just different kinds of literature. Literature can refer to many things, and talking about the different genres helps us to be more specific about what type of literature we want to read or talk about. It's a little bit like food. When you're hungry, you probably don't think, "I want to eat some food." No, you're more specific. You think about what type of food you want to eat. Pizza, sandwiches, Chinese food, Mexican food, etc. Similarly, once you think about all the different types of literature, the genres, you might want to sit down and read instead. I bet you already know a lot of genres of literature, and you don't even know it. Stories, fairy tales, myths, legends, and fables are examples of fiction. Poems, dramas, biographies, reports, and articles are examples of nonfiction. Let's learn about what makes all these genres different from each other. Differences between genres. Fiction books. Realistic fiction. Realistic fiction books tell stories that could possibly happen in the world today. These stories are based in modern time and real-world problems. Often, realistic fiction books for young readers have kids as the main characters. Reading this kind of book is a great way to experience new situations and think about what you would do in a difficult situation. It's a way to put yourself in someone else's shoes for a little bit. Some examples of realistic fiction are Because of Winn-Dixie, Owl Moon, Shiloh, and Summer of the Swans. Historical fiction. See the word history inside historical fiction? That means these books are set in the past. The characters could be real or even totally made up. Usually, it includes accurate details and facts. Sometimes these tell the story of real events, but add in the thoughts and actions of characters, even though we don't have any proof that they thought or acted exactly that way. Reading historical fiction is a great way to learn about the past, how people lived, and important historical events. Some examples are A Boy at War, Across Five Aprils, Ben and Me, The Sign of the Beaver, and Titanic Crossing. Fantasy. If something happens in a story that requires you to use your imagination, you can bet it is a fantasy story. For example, if you read a story about talking animals, kids with magical powers, supernatural beings. You must be reading fantasy. It's fun to read fantasy and imagine what the world would be like if these things existed in real life. Some examples you have probably heard of are Charlotte's Web, Harry Potter, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Science fiction. Science fiction is similar to fantasy because it includes events or characters that don't exist in our real world. But in science fiction, they might exist one day if someone invents the technology. Spaceships, robots, and dystopian societies are common parts of science fiction. Ender's Game, A Wrinkle in Time, Star Wars, and The Hunger Games are examples of science fiction stories. Horror. Horror stories are meant to be scary. They often include supernatural, frightening, or gruesome and morbid themes. Ghost stories are a good example of horror stories. Goosebumps series are good to read if you like horror. Mystery. This type of story revolves around a question we don't know the answer to yet. Often, this involves a crime. When you read a mystery, you will want to look for clues in the story to find out who committed the crime and solve the mystery. Often, mystery stories are about a detective or police officer. The House of Dies Drear, Never Say Die, The Red House Mystery, The Boxcar Children series, and the Nancy Drew series are examples of mysteries. Survival and Adventure. These stories are full of dangerous risks, suspenseful moments, and thrilling scenes. Often, they are about characters trying to survive in the face of danger. There is always a lot of action and excitement in this kind of story. Some examples are The Whipping Boy, Island of the Blue Dolphins, Abel's Island, and The K. Traditional literature. Since humans have been able to talk, people have told stories and passed them down from generation to generation. These stories often change as people pass them down, but they still provide a link between the past and present. You probably know many of the stories that your grandparents and great-grandparents loved when they were children. There are many different types of traditional literature. Folk tales. A folk tale is about normal people in the past. Sometimes there are imaginary elements, like talking animals, but these stories are mostly realistic. Their goal is to explain things about life. Coyote and the Columbia, and Crow Brings in the Daylight are examples of folk tales. Fables. Fables are a type of traditional story that teaches a moral or lesson. Often, the characters are animals, but they act like humans. The Tortoise and the Hare is a famous fable. Aesop's Fables are another famous collection of fables. Fairy tales. These stories have more magical elements than folk tales. They often begin with "Once upon a time," and end with a happily ever after ending, where the good guys win and the bad guys are punished. They often are about princes and princesses, wizards and witches, dragons and knights. Cinderella, Snow White, and Beauty and the Beast are examples of fairy tales. Legends. These are stories that are based in history but exaggerate the real story. Sometimes they are about a national hero, but often they include some made-up material. The story of George Washington and the cherry tree is a legend. So are Paul Bunyan and Johnny Appleseed. Myths. Myths are some of the oldest stories. They try to explain the creation of the world, the beginning of civilization, the reasons for natural phenomena, and the relationships between humans and gods. Greek and Roman myths are two examples. Poetry. Poetry is written using language in verse form. Often, the lines rhyme and have a nice rhythm, like the simple poems children learn. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. But sometimes poetry doesn't rhyme, like in this poem by Carl Sandburg. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbor and city, on silent haunches, and then moves on. Poetry uses many analogies, symbolism, and metaphors. Sometimes poems can be silly, but they also inspire thoughts and feelings in the reader. Some examples are Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends and The New Kid on the Block by Jack Prelutsky. Drama. Drama is literature that is meant to be acted out, like a play. A fun way to read a drama is with your friends. You can each read one character's part and act it out. The best way to experience a drama, however, is to see it acted out by actors and actresses. Plays by William Shakespeare and musicals like The Sound of Music are examples of dramas. Nonfiction or informational books. These books are about real facts that can be verified and intend to teach the reader something. These are the kind of books you want to use when you do research projects. They might have titles like Monster Trucks, Dangerous Animals, or Incredible Weather. Newspapers and encyclopedias are examples of nonfiction too. Biography. A biography tells the life story of a real person. Usually, we read biographies about notable, successful people, so reading a biography is a way to learn more about how to become successful yourself. An autobiography or a memoir is a biography written by the subject, him or herself. Here are some titles of biographies. Tiger Woods, An American Master. Clara Barton, A Red Cross Pioneer. And Sacagawea. Here is the summary of the lesson.